Is Marvelous Designer Cloth Physics going to be a strictly MD-related feature, or will there be some sort of support for allowing other 3D software, such as Blender, to take advantage of Cloth Physics?
So what comes out of Marvelous Designer isn't strictly a model, like what comes out of Blender. It's more like a... It's kind of what's exactly in Marvelous, where it's a set of patterns, and then the model gets constructed from it, that has the simulation parameters kind of built into it. Marvelous does have, like, is working on things like OBJ to pattern tech, which maybe we'll be able to take advantage of in the future, but I don't see that happening in the near term.
Yeah, and even then, it'll likely be something that you'll have to go through Marvelous Designer to take advantage of. Reason being, we're using Marvelous Designer's cloth simulation and the client, and it needs, the model basically needs to be processed by Marvelous Designer in order for it to work.
And to make it work in the runtime like in here, that would be a whole other story.
As people have noticed, it's quite heavy in terms of processing power, especially when garments get more complex. And so if everyone in here had Marvelous Designer simulated clothing on, it would be very, very slow.
Yeah, and I would say performance improvements is higher priority than things that will further reduce performance. So it'll probably be quite a while before we get...
Are layers going to be built into Sansar from Marvelous Designer? Like, because I noticed some of the layers aren't working correctly. Like where I set like underwear layer and then a pants layer.
Dave, you can correct me, but I'm pretty sure we respect the layers that come in from Marvelous. So if something was put on layer 3 in Marvelous, and or you had two things in Marvelous that you're exporting as one garment, is like layer 3 and 4.
Right. So the way it works is within a particular SAMD file, we'll respect the layers. But if you import two SAMD files, those just end up sharing the simulation space.
But that being said, that's on our roadmap as well, is to provide a way to edit the layers so that each garment piece can be layered relative to each other. So,
and right now the blockering issue on that I think is UI. I did a proof of concept where layers would be assigned based on the order you put things on. So if you put on your pants and then your shirt would go on top of your pants. But if you put on your shirt and then your pants, then your shirt would try to tuck in, which wasn't at all intuitive, but it proved that the layering system could be made to work that way inside the editor.
So yeah, we're putting together some designs for the layering for that, and something that'll be coming out in the next couple releases.